Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servodidio, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Remember, Insight into Healing airs Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Also, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/insightintohealing. If you have any questions, show ideas, or you'd like to be a guest, send an email to insightintohealing@gmail.com. And please check out my book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos, at ccbpublishing.com/aservodidio.html. Well, tonight I have such an incredible show planned. On the line, I have Renell Golden. She is an author, a screenplay writer, director, producer, and music talent manager. Renell's multitude of talent extends to experience in music, writing, film, and television. She's been writing screenplays for years with dozens to her credit, and as a seasoned indie filmmaker, she has completed television pilots and commercials for herself and her clients. Renell began her career in the music business, working with her own band and writing original music. Marriage and children added another wonderful dimension to her life, yet it wasn't too long before music called her back. Soon she traveled down another path, opening a successful music educational center that expanded into a full performing arts school, complete with a black box theater. Over 400 students attended and performed during their time at the academy. Although she had to close the school due to serious health issues that caused blindness, Renell never let go of her dreams or her ideas. Well, thank you so much for joining us this evening, Renell. Welcome to Insight into Healing.
Hi, Alexa. Great to talk to you tonight.
Great. Wow, such an impressive bio. Where do we start? How did you get started with all of this?
I kind of grew up in the music business, so that was a natural. And then, you know, I was nearly 30 when I got married, so it was time just to have a family, and it's a decision I don't regret. But later on, after the kids were older, we ended up starting the music school. And then it was funny because, you know, I still always had that dream I was going to be in music, right? But then having this the illness or the situation occur where I lost most of my eyesight, which I've been blessed to get a great deal of it back, but it caused me to have a new dream. And oddly enough, when I couldn't see, I began writing, and that started my journey into screenplay writing, book writing. And then I ended up making my first film a couple of years later, and I haven't stopped since. It's been about, I think, 7 years or somewhere around there. I think it was 2010 I started. I have to go look at the calendar. I don't really remember, but it's been about 7-8 years maybe. So
that's incredible. And I think it's so many incredible things, as you're saying, you know, you're in the business and then got married, have a family, and also that you're able to come back. And I think that is such an important message, that because life happens and other, you know, milestones happen in our lives, and that we don't have to give up our dream and our passion, that it's never too late.
No, that's true. And one of the things I learned that was so beautiful once I realized what I was learning is you can actually embrace and have a new dream at different times in your life. And I love writing. I have just as much, if not more, passion for it than I ever had for the music. And that was something that I just never imagined I would ever want anything other than making music. So it was a blessing, and then it empowered me to feel like, oh my gosh, I have a second chance at life, and you know, I can do things. I'm not a person without dreams. I'm not, you know, just mom and wife. I'm mom, wife, writer, filmmaker, and so much more. And it just made me look at life differently, because all of those things together make me who I am, and none is more important than the other. But it was okay to let go of the musician part, because I was still very full and fulfilled. So,
yes. And I think when you're at different stages in your life, different areas
yes.
of your life become more prevalent, or passions are more able to fulfill at different areas, and the priorities sometimes change. It doesn't mean that you still can't have your hand in it. It's just different ways of putting it forward, and also in this industry, really dictates sometimes which direction you go in.
That is true. That is true. And the important thing is that it all brings you some type of joy. At least that's the way I look at it. So when we're filming or I'm writing or something, if there isn't joy in it, then it's not the right thing for me. It's kind of how I feel about it. So if you're on one of my film sets or something, you're going to find that we all get along and, you know, it's usually a happy place. Yes, things go wrong or this or that, but it's a happy place. It's a place we all want to be, because I'm very careful in picking my crew and, you know, making sure that we are all there for the same purpose, to empower each other. And so it's kind of different than when you're on other people's film sets. Usually I'm the director and I'm tough, but I'm loving. And so it's a great journey. I'm really enjoying it. Definitely.
So what are your projects usually about? What do you write about?
Oh, gosh. It's kind of funny. I have several things I've written that are based on real life. I just finished a short that was called Hide, and it's about child abuse, a very traumatic experience in a child's life. But I also write like fantasy. I have a trilogy that it's on my bucket list to produce one day that I've written. I published my first book off of. That's kind of like Harry Potter meets Narnia, Lord of the Rings. And then I have a military piece based on the female engagement teams in the Marines. So that was inspired by somebody's real story. So I kind of go into all different areas. It really depends on what I'm feeling at the time. And I honestly just wrote, which I never dreamed I'd ever write one of these, my first, I'm going to call it horror, although it's really a thriller, but it's a self-contained thriller that was inspired by this hurricane that we were just in, Irma, where we lost power and all these crazy things. People were going to shelters and all that, and it inspired this. And so I wrote the full feature in a week after the hurricane passed, because I was in that zone. But usually I write things for family, and I love to write stories that empower women. That's kind of something that is my niche. But drama, comedy, action, all of it. I wish I could narrow it down, but I can't. So.
Well, I think it's incredible that you have so many varied, different types of things you write on that are your strengths, that there's something for everyone. Because I think it's really, you know, horror is good, comedy, drama, all real life, I think, you know, and then also hitting topics of tough discussion, like child abuse.
I like to do that.
And I think those
yes,
are
I like to do it. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and
it
I
is.
Think it
one of my
awareness.
Series. It does. It does. And I wrote a series that it's called Hit Women, and I've been trying to get it on air for several years now, but it's actually inspired by a real story that one of my girlfriends went through, and she was like, help me, help me. And of course it's a cheating spouse story, but I was like, I can't help you, but I can write about it and, you know, touch on these tough situations in a comical way. But then I ended up writing the full series, and we ended up touching on everything from drug abuse, child abuse, human trafficking, gun running. We were all over the spectrum dealing with these tough situations while keeping this team of women real and human, and their mothers and their sisters and their friends. And that's kind of like one of my pet projects. But I love to tackle those unsavory topics that most people won't, because I think they need to be. And I also, I have one project, Saving Amy, that is about a female firefighter, but you'll learn a lot about the guy starting the fire, the serial arsonist in here, because I researched it, and it was inspired by a news story out of London. And you're going to feel a lot for this arsonist, because his life was awful, and so was hers after the fire. So I like to have people feel both sides. And it's, you know, it's quite a ride, but I think we need to understand there's always two sides to everything. So,
Yes, but, yes, and I think people need to understand it and put a face to the crime, to the illness, to whatever is going on, to really kind of see, put in perspective what's going on, and have some sort of understanding of a horrific, irrational act.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So, and it's one of my favorite things to do. My current project, we just completed the pilot. It's in post right now. But it's called Transcend, and it's sort of for kids. It's fantasy, sci-fi. It's kind of like Supernatural meets Stranger Things, and we're trying to find our executive producer and our showrunner for that and investors, but we've got a great cast, and we've actually cast an Asian family in that, which is really cool, and it's a good meets evil, and this family, this boy, he's coming of age, and he's getting this gift to see good and evil. And of course you could say angels and demons or something along those lines, but that's my latest project, and we've got that all written. I'm hoping we'll find our investors and be able to film, you know, all six of them and then take it to market. I wanted to take it to market this year, but we lost some time with the hurricane and things like that, so it's looking like it'll be next year. Hopefully the boy won't grow
timing.
Too much. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's just not divine timing. Right. Yeah. Right.
Do you find one genre is harder than the other to write, or takes longer, or does one you feel stronger in or takes less time? How is it for you when you're picking what type and concept area and then going for it?
I definitely write quicker when it's drama. Now, if it's action, I find if I'm writing action into it, that takes me a little more time because I really want to research what I'm writing, if there are action sequences and things like that. And but the one that I think I'm a funny person, but I may not be, because the one I have the most challenge with is writing comedy, pure straight comedy. And I think it's because I just I'm not in a funny place. I don't know. that's the one that slows me down. I get there and then people read it and they're like, oh, this is good. But at the same time, I like to have the dramas where you have those awkward, funny moments in the dramas. And those come natural to me. But the laugh out loud sitcom kind of, that one is more of a struggle. And I like to be on writing teams because of those type of things. If I'm on a team, then, you know, you can play off each other, and where I may not feel the funny, they might, but I might feel the scene. So it all depends on who you're writing and for what. And so far, dramedy, I'm doing really good with. Hit Women's a dramedy. Transcend is a drama, fantasy, family show. And my goal had always been TV, so those are my two series I've been trying to get on there. And then I just joined a writing team for a show that's on Amazon, but I think they're self-distributing, but it's shown on Amazon, I guess Prime or Video on Demand or however that works, all those platforms that they have. And that's an urban drama, so I just joined that writing team. It's called Music and Murder. And that's going to be fun. We just had our first meeting last Friday. So it's going to be nice writing someone else's story completely and learning how to jump into their shoes and their vision. And I'm looking forward to that challenge. I really am. So.
And I think it's great that you're in your interaction, working with other musicians, other filmmakers, other people in the entertainment industry is really, I think, so important that you don't have to do this alone to be successful. It's okay to share and collaborate.
Yes, yeah. A lot of filmmakers don't know that, and they're very possessive, but I really feel like, well, if we're all a team, we're going to lift each other up, you know? And a lot of times I do work with people to help them with their production, whatever I can help you with. If you need a contract or you need, you know, a scheduling, or you need help with casting or whatever I can do for you, I'm going to do for you. And it's kind of, I hope that it'll be mutual if I ever need anything. And usually it is, but there is a segment of people that are one-man crews. They just, you know, they're making their show and they do it all alone. And I'm like, and they do one after the other. And I'm like, how do you do that? Because I don't have that stamina. And I also don't feel a sense of pride if we aren't a team. That makes sense. I prefer, you know, this is my team and this is our creation. And, you know, I like the team element, especially in production. I really do. It's necessary. Yes. So.
Yeah. What would be your advice for someone wanting to start with their own piece, wanting to write it, wanting to produce it? Where do they begin?
For a writer, if you are ready to write, you know, obviously some of the basic steps would be read some screenplays, become familiar with the formats. If you can take a class, take a class. There's, you know, plenty of great classes that can help you learn the craft without having to go and, you know, do a four-year degree if you can't do that. And of course, I did a bunch of them, but and I don't want to plug anybody, so I'm trying not to say, but do that and then just write. And then when you get to a certain point, have your best friend or somebody read it out loud with you so you can feel it and feel the flow. But don't be afraid to just write. If you feel like you're not ready to get it in a screenplay format, put it in a treatment. Write it out as a short story on a piece of paper and then, you know, break it down into a screenplay as you develop your concept. I personally always write outlines. And the main thing for writers is don't be afraid to do it. Just write. And to go into producing, the thing I would say to people is don't be afraid to open your own doors and to just do it. I was blessed with somebody I knew at the time when I was writing and I was frustrated because I had had one of the cable networks, one of the networks asked for a screenplay I wrote. And it was the very first one I ever wrote. And it was a true story based on the murder of my mother. And I sent it to them. They requested it, so I sent it to them. They read it, and they wrote me back, and they're like, this is heart-wrenching. This is amazing, but it's not for our audience. And it was a woman's channel where every ending needed to be a happy ending. But this particular story didn't have a happy ending. So the one thing I would say for producers and writers, be flexible. So if they said that to me today, this many years later, I would be like, give me 15 minutes. The female lead can live. I'll let her live, you know, and I'll rewrite the end of the story. Because in the end, it's about getting your story out there, getting your name out there, building your credentials. And it takes a little bit of time, but it takes flexibility. And if somebody doesn't want that, you need to give them what they want in order to make the sale. And, you know, that's one of the hardest lessons for writers to learn. We get really attached to our work, and we shouldn't. We have to be willing to part with it, to see it evolve and change with somebody else's vision. You know, unless you're self-producing it, you've got to be willing to
be flexible,
you know, to be flexible. And so some of the things that are my babies, like Hit Women and Transcend, you know, I self-produce them. It's hard. We're looking for showrunners. We're looking for investors. But those two projects I've kept in my pocket because they matter to me. And my flexibility is a little bit less there. I'm definitely flexible on storylines and things like that. But like Hit Women, we have certain casts. Transcend, we have certain casts. We have certain locations, you know, things like that. And, you know, you're like, this is my baby. And so I hold on to those and I self-produce them. But I would say unless you're able to do that, you need to definitely be flexible. Don't be afraid of knocking on doors, telling people who you have. Don't be afraid of telling people what you have, rather, and don't be afraid of introducing yourself, building those networks, attending conferences, networking with your film commission groups. Women in Film and Television is a great one. We have Nancy McBride is the president here in Florida of the Women in Film and Television group, but it's an international group. It's everywhere. And, you know, they were awesome. And last year, because I knew them and I was a corporate member when I launched my film festival, they came in and they did some of the panels that we had, and we were able to teach a lot of filmmakers a lot of things, from the law to contracts, to actually, you know, making your film, writing your screenplay, and all of that. But that was through that connection. I went and joined that group. I was active in that group. So
amazing.
Definitely network, network, network.
We have a caller. Hold on 1 second. Let me answer this call.
Okay. Oh, awesome.
Hello and welcome. You're on Insight into Healing. Hi, this is Alexa. Welcome.
Hi, Alexa. It's Jenny. How are you ladies tonight?
Oh, hi.
Good.
How are you?
I am great. Listening to your show. I'm listening to two amazing women talk about amazing things.
We were just going to talk about you and your talented family.
Oh.
Yes.
Or we were earlier, actually.
Jenny, it's so nice to connect us all.
Yes,
oh, so
yes.
Glad.
Thank you so much.
So glad you guys
Very.
Could make that connection.
Yes,
yes.
We are
but
too.
I think
thank
it's
you.
So incredible helping each other and connecting and, you know, working towards goals is just so important.
Absolutely.
Most absolutely. I think in especially this business, women especially have to kind of stick together and look out for each other and try and navigate it together if you can and be supportive as much as you can.
Definitely. And it's a challenge, but it's definitely worth it. I think we empower each other that way. So, and maybe you should bring me up there to, are you in Massachusetts or Minnesota or neither?
Are you talking
You should
to
bring me up
or?
There. To Jenny, and we should make a movie.
Absolutely. I'm in New York.
Oh, welcome
yes.
to you. We'll make
yes,
a movie for
I'm,
all
I'm
of
in
us.
New York, too. Yes, I'm in New York, too.
Oh, that's
I think
awesome.
This is a plan.
That, that
I like
works
it.
For me. You can pick Alexa up on the way through.
Yeah, I can live in
yes.
your RV and we'll make lots of movies.
There you go. I don't know if she had told you, but I jokingly tell her all the time that I have two kids, camper, will travel.
Oh, yes, I did tell her. I love it. I love it.
It just shows your passion, Jenny, that you and your family have for the business. And I think when you love this business and you love what you do, traveling, going here, anything is okay because it's following your dream.
Right. Yes, I agree.
It really is, and it's networking on the broadest scale possible. You're going into the other markets and, you know, reaching out and meeting people.
Exactly.
So,
and I think
come pick me up. Let's make the
that.
Round. It's a great thing, definitely. So.
I have a feeling we have a creation collaboration coming up.
Sounds
there we
like
go.
A
it does. It does. It'll be three crazy ladies on the road with all their kids.
There you go.
It'll be fun.
And maybe a puppy. You know.
That's okay too. They can be fit into a screenplay somehow.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And they keep pretty busy
Jenny,
too.
Thank you.
So.
Jenny, thank you so much for the connection and thank you for always being so supportive. You really just an amazing woman and have an amazing family.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm just glad that I could make Aww. The connection and actually get Ranelle's story out there, hopefully get her some more connections. Any way to network, any way to get the word out is just a positive thing.
It's totally. Yeah. Thank
well,
you
do you
so
have
much.
A question? Do you have a question for Ranelle or anything like that or for myself?
Well, I know that Ranelle is writing for a new sitcom. How's that going? Are you enjoying the process overall?
I am. It just kicked off. So, you know, it's a new experience. There's four writers on the writer team.
Right.
And we just started. And we had had a situation where one of the main characters had to be written out, starting with episode one. So
oh.
it started, and it's an interesting journey. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm really excited about it.
How does that differ for you as a professional and as a writer, having had written your own series and your own work, now to have to kind of collaborate with others and create that storyline? Do you find it easier or a little bit more challenging?
It was a little bit challenging because I really have to start feeling the characters. So season one was fairly short on episodes, so I watched that like three times, and I read the actual screenplays multiple times, made notes on all the main characters, and, you know, it was more for me to get involved in feeling their storylines. And then what was great is the gentleman that created the show, Greg Galloway, he gave a lot of listening to everybody's thoughts and ideas and kind of brought in a little bit of all of our visions. And, you know, so hopefully we'll all kind of mesh and create something that we're all feeling and feel a part of. It's an urban show, and it's based in Atlanta, the actual show. Even the storyline is Atlanta-based. So, you know, I'm going to have to, like, learn a little more about locales and traditions and the way people may say things or do things. But overall, I'm just so excited about it. So I'm thrilled he picked me. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in. And again, thank you so much for the connection. And it's wonderful to speak to you again.
Absolutely. I am available anytime.
Yes.
Thank you.
We'll
talk to you
another
soon.
Episode. Yes. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You're welcome, ladies. God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye. God bless. It's so incredible. I love having people call up and the connecting, and I think that's so important, is how
yes,
we can all
she's
connect
awesome.
And help each other and give back.
I agree. It's a great thing. So, and she's
so
very supportive.
How can my listeners find you? How can they follow you and have updates on what you're doing and where to see your projects?
On for Transcend, they can find it Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. The name is Transcend TV Series on all of those locations. I think it's branded the same for all of them. There's a website as well, transcendtvseries.com. I'm in the process of putting together the RenelleGolden.com website, so it's in development, but they can email me at RenelleGolden@gmail.com. Golden is G-O-L-D-E-N. And they can find me on Facebook. I just launched my second annual film festival. Last year we premiered at Universal Studios AMC, and we had a very successful festival with over 28 countries. And from year one, I had over 300 entries. It was awesome. That is cosmicfilmfest.com. And all my contact information is in there as well. And you can submit as well if you want to submit to the festival. It should be a great second year. We have all industry judges from within the industry, like David Brewer. He was the director of photography on Insidious, the first one. He's one of my judges.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have very quality people that are joining us in the festival, and women in film. We had SAG out at our conference. They had a little display last year. We had the union out there too for reps, and I'm hoping we'll do bigger and better this year too, because of course you always learn and improve upon every year. So
yes,
you know,
well,
and that's
the
actual festival next
I'm sorry.
Year.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but the show just
no
flies
worries.
By. I always tell my guests it just flies by. I just wanted to thank you so much for coming on this evening. It's been just such an amazing journey.
Thank you. It was great to talk to you. I hope to do it again sometime.
Definitely. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Insight into Healing. Remember, you can send any questions to insightintohealing@gmail.com. Everyone, thank you so much. Have a good night, and God bless.